Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back, man, with Beach & Company. Did you go to one of the dueling rallies? Did you learn anything? Should we do more of these type of rallies? And just a side note here, KSLA in Shreveport, Louisiana, and a television station is now playing or is about to start playing the national anthem at the beginning of each broadcast day, which would be 6 a.m. They used to do that. All of the TV stations used to start with the national anthem, but once they got to 24-hour programming, they stopped that. So it'll be every morning at 6 a.m. KSLA will play the national anthem, and Friday night at midnight, I think they play it again. So glad to hear that. So we might get some positive things out of this kind of like a juncture of yes and no regarding the Trump presidency. I would bet that the anti-Trumpers probably don't know anything about what he's accomplished so far. They know they've been told that they're against him. I don't know why. For instance, one of the callers mentioned that the gay pride people were there. Why would the gay pride people be there? There hasn't been anything against there has been no legislation or anything against gays lately. Why would they be there at all?
Because the left has lost their mind. Anything against Trump, they are going to support.
All right. So, yes, Buzz.
Yeah, just remember, if it's a Republican, remember they're anti-gay, they have binders of women, even though President Trump is the first president to run as a pro-gay marriage president. Remember, even Obama was anti-gay marriage when he first ran in 2008.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Thank you for...
In fact, he has urged other countries to loosen their laws and to start showing, you can't just go around killing people.
See,
like
I think these the people that protest these kind of things, not all of them now, I don't want to lump them all in together. I'm sure some people have thoughts that I'm not pro-Trump for these reasons, and they're logical to them. But some just kind of go along. I have a feeling that they just really don't even know why they're there. They're just professional interrupters, for lack of a better term. It's different than their usual humdrum life, so they go there and try and scare people and try and intimidate, and in the end, you end up winning more friends for the opposition than you do for yourself. Let's go to Steve in Amherst. Steve, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, I'm thinking about the safety of our officers that were involved. If there would have been a major problem, you have 12 officers on foot. I'd rather have them put on horses, and we have horses for crowd control and riot control in situations for the safety of these officers. And that's my comment. I just don't think our officers need to be exposed.
I agree with you. And mounted, that's a very effective form of enforcement.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Absolutely. Sheriff's Department has off. I don't know. Does the Buffalo PD have mounted officers? I know the sheriff does.
I don't know.
Well, if they did, they should maybe have been there. If the sheriff was involved, they do have a mounted division. So the horses are very effective. Most horses weigh around, well, it depends on what breed they are, but anywhere 1,100, 1,200 pounds. And if you're not around horses all the time, they can be very intimidating, just walking, okay? Good idea. Let me see, what's the next one? Paul in Cheektowaga. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir, Paul. What do you got for us today?
Well, I was at the protest yesterday, and let me say I love your idea of,
little mini protests.
You want to call them that.
Yeah.
You might want to be careful how you advertise for that. But
yeah, I hear you.
So I was there yesterday. I actually went and stood next to an Antifa person.
Oh, what was that like?
Right in the beginning. I got there about 12:30, and, you know, I stood there for a while, and he had asked me, so why are you here? And, you know, it kind of feeds into what you were saying is, you know, with regard to, you know, they're spoon-fed their rhetoric. He kind of said to me, he's like, so you, well, I said, I'm here to support the president. And he said, so you support a racist? And I said, no, of course not. I just want to support a racist. In fact, and I'm not a racist. And he's like, oh, you're not a racist. I said, no. And he said, well, name something for me that you've done lately that was unracist. And I was like, huh?
Huh?
What do you mean?
What kind of question? That's like, when did you stop beating your wife?
Exactly. Yeah, so, but you know what? For the most part, it was peaceful. I think a lot of people get upset mostly because they're so frustrated and they don't know how to verbalize that frustration. And so you end up with just the pejorative.
Yeah, well, two, you get tired of people who are bitching all the time. If it's not this, it's that. If it's not that, it's this. But it's always something, said Rosanna Dana. And she was exactly right. They're protesting this and that. Like, I was just talking to Tony. Why was gay pride there? Gay pride had nothing to do with any of this sort of thing. I think they just kind of get in forward motion and jump in. Or oh, there's another protest? Yeah, we'll be there. We'll bring the flags and whatever.
And, Sandy, can I tell you, I am so excited. This is my 15 minutes of fame. I was on the news last night, and I was in the paper today, and now I'm on the Sandy Beach Show.
Wow, you hit a triple. Next time you're on, it'll be a home run. Thank you. Thank you very much. How about that? Yeah, very good. Yes.
Do you think any minds were changed?
No.
Did anybody convince anyone to their point of view?
You know how that has to work. It has to be one-on-one. It has to be somebody that you have a fair feeling about them. They just disagree with you, and you disagree with them. They're decent people, but you think they're focusing on the wrong thing, or they got wrong information, or things like that. And maybe they can correct something you've been thinking about. Maybe you got a date wrong or some event in history wrong. Those are the kind of things that can move forward, but it's usually on a one-on-one, not a mob scene. What do you think? Because you're going to scream louder? Are you going to wear a scary mask? Well, I'll definitely be afraid of you, so I better change my mind. No, it doesn't work like that.
So these events had no purpose?
No, they didn't have any purpose. The point is that they were just trying to get rid of any exasperation. And you know what? I think the American people are sick and tired of every single day the anti-Trump people are banging the drum about something. They have not given up one day since before he became president.
You only have to look at the mainstream media. They're the ones fueling the fire.
Yeah, so it's pretty sad that it got to this. However, I'm glad only one person two people got into a fight, and nobody was arrested. Good, good, good. But I for anybody who's organizing in the future, think about my idea of small, intimate, like two or three people, different places. They're there 20 minutes, and then they go home so that even with a cell phone, they couldn't counter-protest. They wouldn't know where you're going. And by keeping the groups to like three, it really keeps it secure. It's much less likely that it'll get out. You put them in different parts of the area, and you different times a day, different days, and pretty soon people are going to be overwhelmed thinking, wow, look at this. The entire community supports Trump because every place we go, there's a pro-Trump rally. That's the way to do it. And you have the advantage being for something as opposed to being against something. And especially being for the country, you have a lot of things to demonstrate that in a short time. So there's no way they can counter it. And what are they going to do? Just stand there and say, we hate Donald Trump? Well, I mean, is that all they got? So I think that is a really good way to go about it. Anybody wants to do it? We'll take a break after this.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
Let's go to Gary in Boston, New York. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning. I was at the rally. I got there around 12:30. And at that point, the anarchists are Antifa and the Black Lives Matter had the banners, and they were throughout the whole circle there. And it wasn't until later that the police, you know, pushed them off to one part of the circle. And I did sort of witness the assault.
Well, the fist fight, or which one are you talking about?
The early on fist fight.
The fist fight. Yeah, I saw some video of that. What was your opinion?
Well, I didn't know who was who because the fellow that was taken away to the police car, he was a heavyset fellow, and he had his shirt off. Unlike most of the Trump supporters, they were, you know, well-dressed and sort of conservative-looking.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We can't be taking our shirts off at this stage.
Yeah, so that got me wondering. So the fellow that was assaulted, he walked by me, so I walked up to him, and he was getting assistance from somebody. They put a curicomb or something or a Band-Aid on his face. And I asked him, I said, what happened? I said, who hit who? And he said the fellow hit him first. They were bantering back and forth, you know, regarding Trump, no Trump, blah, blah, blah. So then he said that the fellow says, you know what I don't like about conservatives? Then he goes, boom, he smashed him in the face. He had about a one-inch cut in his side of his face.
So he just cold-cocked him? He just hit him without any kind of, okay.
Yeah, that's what the fellow said. And later on, the police officer came by the fellow that was injured, and he says, you want to press charges? And he said, yeah. So, you know, that was an indication that the other guy actually did assault him. And he didn't seem like a typical Trump supporter with the shirt off and all that, you know.
Well, it'll be interesting. Did you learn anything by being there that you didn't know before you got there?
Well, yeah, I think most of the early on protesters, the ones with the banners and that, they were probably disobedient children when they were younger and, you know, probably didn't like their parents very much. And, you know, they're protesting from probably when they were 14 or 16, and they just, you know, kept...
Yeah, it's something that people get into and then they want to continue it. For whatever reason, I don't know what they get out of it. Maybe it's some kind of righteous indignation they have against the world. You've seen individual people like that. Every day, they got something to bitch about. And, for instance, they're characterized by people, if they applied for a job and didn't get it, it was because the fix was in. They gave the job to the owner's cousin or something like that. They never take responsibility for anything, and they just want to reach out and blame somebody else.
Right, and then, Sandy, I walked halfway through, about 1:30, I walked down to the Bidwell in Elmwood to see how the other side was doing. And I would estimate they had probably twice as many people as, you know, the Trump supporters had.
Well, yeah, they and we've been told that they bust some people in. This is what they do. The Trump supporters, this is just a hobby. With them, it's a passion. They like to do it, and they'll probably always outnumber us. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the call. Very nice. Very nice. Mr. Beamer, how about a Facebook, please?
Oh, Sandy, I would love to. We will go with... Oh, now this is starting to move like the text board. But we'll go with Michael, who said, it's ridiculous for Trump supporters to attend. It proved nothing and didn't teach anyone anything about any issues. We are never going to change the minds of the minds of those kind of liberals. What's the point?
See, the people that show up for that on the other side, a lot of them, some of them are just curious and they're one shot and they go to one thing and then go home. But some of them are there. If there was another one next week, you'd see the same faces. This is what they do. And you can tell, you can look at them. You can look at them and tell. You know, we're always told don't judge anybody by their appearance. You can tell by the way they dress, by the way their hair is and whatever. You can tell from a, you know, 20 yards away if they're walking toward one side or the other. You can always tell where they're going.
Does the pink and green hair give it away?
Maybe some of that purple hair might.
Yeah.
And the women, not all of them now, but some of them and a lot of them. Okay, long, stringy, gray hair. Okay. Now, some of them, if they're younger, it hasn't gotten gray yet, but it can already be long and stringy. The guys, you know, it's guys, it's hard to tell. They like the action, what's going on there. I don't know how committed they are to better government, to be honest with you. And as I said, you want to shut them up, ask them a question, because they probably don't have any of the answers. They probably can't even tell you why they're there. They just know that they're protesting. They don't like Trump. They don't even know why a lot of times, why they don't like them, and that's why they're there. And they're part of that, and they go along with the crowd. I think the people that go for the curiosity, a lot of the people we're talking to today, well, I'll go down there and check it out.
I just saw another post, and it's really getting to be boring, and it's driving me nuts. If you support Trump, who is a racist president, then you are a racist. I mean, come on.
Stop with that. I mean, they ought to take the word and retire it for a century.
And these are from people that I know and I respect it. I read it and I'm just so disappointed. Oh, you're unfollowing, you're unfriending because somebody supports Trump. Really?
And you'd think they know anything about open borders?
No, they don't know anything about what's going on.
They know anything about what it would cost if we, us in more ways than our treasury. If we just had open borders, is that their whole thing is immigration? Is that the whole gist of why they're there? We've had various different approaches to immigration over the history of our country. I think by and large, have we made some mistakes? Yeah. But I think we do need laws, and we need laws that are obeyed. If the laws are not obeyed or enforced, then you don't have the law. It's just simply not there. Let's go to John in Toronto. John, you might have an answer for me about those rainbow flags. Yes, John.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it, and one thing that came to mind was the trans. He wanted to ban transgendered people from the military.
Right.
At the time, I thought, well, that doesn't sound right, but I thought, well, how many people could that affect? It turns out it's over 1,000. They're in the military. It may even be like over 2,000. I was shocked, and the blowback came from the Pentagon, who said, no, we're not gonna do that. And the, another thing that he did, he supports the baker who
wouldn't make the cake
for a gay wedding. The other big thing I think is Mike Pence, his choice as vice president,
who was very
in Indiana when he was governor. He would call it pro-Christian laws, but other people would look at it as anti-gay laws. I don't remember exactly what they were, but I do remember there was going to be boycotts of Indiana if these laws were put into place, and he had to backtrack on it because of the I think the Chamber of Commerce, actually, in Indiana got him to backtrack because they were afraid that no conventions would be held there and the Indianapolis 500 would have problems,
yeah,
et cetera. So, I mean, they do legitimately have some concerns about...
Well, I understand what you're saying, and there are a couple of things. Certainly, even I criticized Mike Pence when he said he never goes to dinner with somebody else who is not his wife unless she is present. And I'm thinking... Huh? What kind of a marriage is that? And I question that. But there again, if you're protesting because you think the president has to have every person that works under his tutelage has to agree with everything that you agree with, that's impossible. You're going to be out there walking the pavement forever and ever and ever. Thank you for the call. Imagine if, I don't know, Tim Wenger. Imagine if Tim Wenger was held responsible for the thoughts, words, and actions of everybody that worked in the programming department here at News Radio. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. You have to have some individual accountability. It's not one size fits all. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WB.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. And here is the deal of the day. Add some flavor and fuel your appetite at Gallo Coal Fire Kitchen. You'll get $20 for just $10 to use on Gallo's unique pizza and more. Save 50% at Gallo's Coal Fire Kitchen in Lewiston. It's the deal of the day from mybuffaloperks.com. Let's go to Steve in Buffalo. Steve, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Steve. What do you have for us today?
You know, that comment the guy made about if you support Trump, you're a racist. What about the people that voted for Obama the first year, then didn't like his policies after that, and turned to Trump? Are they racist?
That's true. I don't know how they separate those groups. I think the term racist has been used so much that it's lost its effect. It just doesn't mean anything anymore. It used to mean something. I know it's hard to believe, but at some time, if you were labeled a racist, that was really non-acceptable. But now, who cares?
Right.
Okay, Steve, thank you. Who cares? I like got a couple of these texts that I like. They hate the NRA? I thought we were the haters. And how do we stand out in the crowd? I'm really confused. Signed, Diane. LOL, Diane. Here's another. Sandy, remember what Rush always says about liberals? You can't fix stupid. He does say. He's been saying that for years. Absolutely. All right. Let's go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, and they don't even realize the NRA is nothing more than a civil rights organization, you know.
There's a lot they don't understand.
Trying to protect our own rights. They're too stupid to understand it. Yeah, Canada beat me in on talking about why they hate Trump, the gays. Remember years ago, it's all we heard about was gay marriage. Yeah, I mean, there was no end to it. And then they won. And when they won, they got their way. They all looked around and said, well, what are we going to bitch about now?
What do we protest now, today, yeah.
So they changed it to LGBTQ and I before E, except after C and sometimes Y.
Yeah.
And so then they went that way. And next, so now they want to have trannies in the military. Well, that's just great. Number one, they'll join on purpose to get it done, what they think they want done on our tab. And then I guess there's extensive, like, hormone treatments for long periods of time. What are we going to do? Say time out if they're in a war zone and bring the drugs, knock on the tank, and say, here's your hormone replacement.
I think what they have to remember, too, is the military is not a social group. They're here to protect our sovereignty and the rules of law within our country and overseas as well. So it's not a, hey, let's try this and let's try that. They're designed for one thing. They're designed to fight, and so they don't need the distractions.
Well, if we left it up to the left, we'd have the military would look like Alan Alda, and the guy walking around with a feather boa. I mean, that's what the left would have the military reduced to. And I'll tell you, before I met my woman, she was in the Marines, and she used to suffer from bad headaches, migraines.
Okay.
And she admitted once that she took Tylenol that another Marine girl gave her, and she was in deep crap for that. You can't take any drugs unless the doctor from the military gave them to you. If you allow yourself for any reason to be not ready for service, like you get a sunburn, they'll throw you in jail. You can't, you know.
I didn't know that for something like Tylenol over the counter. Wow.
No, you can't take anything. At least back then when she was in there, you got to go to the Marine doctor and take what they give you. And she admitted, well, yeah, I took a couple Tylenol, and it's like you would think she was doing heroin.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks, David. Always good to talk to you. I always like your perspective. Thank you so much. Let's see. Before the break, Mr. Beamer, do you have another Facebook for us, please?
Well, of course I do, Sandy. We will go with Mike, who says, you know, I was so terrified when I saw Nate McMurray sleeveless and unshaven.
Oh, please. Was he really sleeveless?
Oh, yeah. For a guy who's anti-NRA, he put a gun show on, let me tell you.
Did he have, eye black underneath his eyes, looking like Rambo?
Dressed like Rambo?
Like Rambo?
Maybe he needs to join a gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony was not impressed with the gun show, let me tell you.
Yeah, I think that the better way to do pro or con, but especially pro, is to do the individual 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, with like three people in each location. Nobody, they couldn't catch up with you. They wouldn't know where you are. And when they finally saw you, you'd be gone. You go to different places, different times, different towns. Pretty soon, people just get the impression, because of what they've seen so much over the course of a couple of weeks, it seems like everybody is of that same ilk of supporting the president. I think that's the way to do it. Because you don't gain much by having a large crowd You can have speakers, and television will, especially weekend television, because weekend television usually only shows you the runs for charity, the church bake-offs, and stuff like that. If you really want to get something done, you got a better chance, I think, with smaller groups.
See if you agree with this. It seems like all that we are seeing, whether they're rallies or things on social media, that the support, again, the left is underestimating the support for President Trump, that 2020, they're in for a rude awakening.
Haven't they seen any of the Trump rallies? The last one he had, I think it was last week, there, the place holds 10,000 people, okay? It was filled to the rafters. Now, of course, the president does engage in hyperbole occasionally, but you can't get too crazy about that. And he said they could have sold that out 10 times. That means 100,000 people. That's the equivalent of the Rose Bowl. Can you imagine a political rally filling the Rose Bowl?
Meanwhile, Biden can't fill a phone booth.
Yeah. And the bottom line is they're here standing up loud and shouting in your face. They can't even get their own party to support the four freshmen there. So if you can't get your own party to support a small portion of the people that say they're with you, that means that that's not worth saving them. You got to work on bigger targets than that.
I was reading that the brilliance of Donald Trump's strategy to make the four congresswomen the face of the Democratic Party.
It's almost like he has enough in his head where he could have been an assistant to General George Patton in World War II, going against the Desert Fox, where it's your move and my move and your move, and that's the way it's been.
He's certainly outmaneuvering the left.
I don't think they have a clue. I really don't. And now to Wednesday, they're going to talk to Mueller again, and they're going to ask him about the interpretation of the report. Huh?
And you have people on the left that believe that they're going to find the link between Russia and Donald Trump.
It's unbelievable. As Rush Limbaugh said, you can't fix stupid. Well, we'll be back after this.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
You know, the caller, the last caller, or maybe it was the one before, brought up a very good point when we were playing the soundbite of We Hate the NRA. Here are the people there who hate Trump, and they hate the NRA. And he said they don't even realize that the NRA is in business to protect the rights of the Second Amendment rights of gun owners. So idealistically, they should not be hating the NRA. What the hell do they hate about the NRA? The NRA should be more of an ally than it would be a foe. Can you understand that? Because I don't understand that. Why they would be anti-NRA? They hate it. Why?
Because, Mr. Beach, they promote killing, and all the mass shootings in the country have been because of the NRA and
stop
Republicans.
It. Now, just stop it. Go home. Just go home. If I had been at the rally, I probably wouldn't have been able to stop laughing, to be honest with you.
I would have been laughing at that vest shirt.
Look at me. I'm wearing a scary mask.
This is the same guy, Nate McMurray, that tweeted out he was going to go to people's homes and take their guns away.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ben Shapiro replied, this is the only reason why I remember this, because it's so funny. It was because I suppose you're going to go unarmed.
Yeah, exactly. That's a smart. Who wants to be the first one in to get somebody's guns? So that's the point. You look at it, it's burlesque. It's you don't understand what they're trying to do. Are you going to look at a man wearing a scary mask and say, whatever you say, I'll be happy to do that because you're wearing a scary mask? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And, you know, that would tick them off more than confrontation is to laugh at them, because nobody wants to be laughed at, especially if you're Nate McMurray. You're getting ready for the big rally, and you got your eye black that you borrowed from a wide receiver at training camp for the Bills, and then you put it under your like that, and you roll your sleeves up to show your rippling biceps here. I mean, really, come on. Give me a break. I probably couldn't have stopped laughing. And that would have been more trouble. Then there would have been more fights, I think. So it's good I didn't go. Beamer, you got a couple more for me. I know you do.
I sure do, Sandy. We'll start with Pat, who says, hey, this is fine. Everyone has a right to their opinion. They kept it clean. Mostly no fights, no throwing things, no bodily harm. It's the way it should be done, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, I guess, and that's true. Although we found out from different sources that the guy that got a hit, not the hitter, but the hittee, got cold cocked. Guy just clipped him without.
It was a shock.
Yeah. Oh, what a surprise that is. But I saw part of that on television. You ever notice that weekend television, like a Sunday night, is all runs and fundraisers and baskets and stuff like that? There's almost no news in there. So I guess it made the news because I saw it. I saw that little fight, a little skirmish there went on. But it was without any remarkable violence, and that's good. That's a good thing. But you don't go in here. Let me go in. I want to win them over as an ally. So I think I'll scream at them, or maybe I'll punch them in the face when they're not looking. This will convince them that my way is the right way. Are you kidding? You do just the opposite. You're not gaining any friends for your cause. And what the hell is your cause anyway? And you have the same vote when the election time comes that I have, so you vote your way, I'll vote mine. And that's all there is to it. Why don't we both stay home? We'll cancel each other's vote out. But to try and intimidate by going to the other place and yelling at them and I don't know. I don't think it would have been too entertaining, to be honest with you.
Speaking of punches thrown, did you see who fought over the weekend?
Pacquiao, did he win?
Yes, he did. He won a split decision against a guy that was previously unbeaten. And, of course, right after that, the speculation comes out.
Oh, no.
Will he fight Mayweather?
He can't fight Mayweather.
He's 40 years old.
Pacquiao, no. He'll get the good parking spaces pretty soon in front of the arena. But they're still giving him a lot of money to fight. I was a huge Pacquiao fan.
I guess the other guy landed more punches than Pacquiao. But Pacquiao got the split decision.
All right. Well, I'm glad he won anyway.
Same here, but I wish he would retire.
Because I think anybody that wants to see him fight Mayweather, they just don't like Mayweather. Like, I don't like Mayweather. I would root for Godzilla to fight him. Anybody. But he kept winning and winning. He retired undefeated.
Yeah, and I think Floyd's too old too to be fighting.
Yeah,
just go away.
Yeah,
concentrate on your car collection.
They'll be rubbing him with Metamucil and stuff in between rounds. His stool in his corner will be a recliner.
Yeah, relax here.
He'll have a little porta potty in there, too. You know,
you never know.
Don't always have time to run back into the dressing room in between rounds, especially 12 rounds. I mean, you get into like round 11 and you got to go.
That is past your bedtime.
Exactly. The ring girl goes around like this with the number of the ring in hieroglyphics. I love Pacquiao. I thought he was a warrior, and he was. But he couldn't beat Mayweather, and that'll be the legacy.
Yeah, and here's a guy, he does not need the money. He's
no,
done
he
very
doesn't
well
need
for
the
himself
money.
Throughout his career.
Plenty of money.
Why?
Those guys never want to give it up. I don't know what it is. They get their brains knocked around a few times, and they never want to give it up because that's their whole reason for being. Now, the money is, to us, is why would you do this after you have all that money? The answer is that's how we think about it. They think about it as, I want to be the best no matter what age I am, and this is the way they do it.
Yeah, but move on. Become the best is something new.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of things they can certainly do. They can have a tremendous influence in the minority community for young guys, especially guys.
Not to mention boxing clinics and camps and teaching the sport, because it seems like the sport of boxing is kind of, I don't know, dying, so to speak.
Well, that's because other things turned out to be more exciting. Mixed martial arts, that kind of stuff. After you watch mixed martial arts, it's hard to watch boxing except at the very highest levels. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and then you throw in the fact that any good fight is going to be a pay-per-view fight.
Yeah,
and so you're gonna have I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pay $80 or $100, and if you go to the bathroom, you're going to miss the knockout blow, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, no thank you.
All right, that about wraps it up. Thanks to all of you for participating today. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.